This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how it's never too late to seek Christ. As this is Holy Week and we've been tracing Christ's path to Calvary, I am reflecting on the story of the good thief. Jesus has been nailed to the cross and there were two criminals on each side of him. As he hung there, several of the soldiers mocked him by offering him sour wine and gambling for his clothes. And Jesus uttered from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." One of the criminals hanging beside Jesus said, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal quickly responded, "Don't you fear God even when you are dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he looked towards Jesus and said, "Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus told him, "I assure you today, you will be in paradise with me." This story about the good thief is a perfect example of how it's never too late to stop seeking God for whatever we might need, whether it's salvation or forgiveness or just to go deeper with him. As followers of Christ, we know that many among us still do not understand this fact. So who do you know today who could really benefit from hearing it's never too late to seek Christ? As we enter into this Easter weekend, let's make an extra effort to tap the shoulder of another and share with them these words, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14:6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know it's never too late to seek him.